third one's one of my favorites. That last one we sang. If you would turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. I have three announcements I need to make, and I just kept praying and said, okay, Lord, I need a verse that's going to really tie all three of these together. Before that, though, Lori, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
And that was just praise the Lord for that news for your mom.
She's written in the book of life.
Amen. Amen. I know the body was praying for you the whole time.
I felt it.
Yeah.
Strive together in prayer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But it's good to have you back. So, but we know you were where the Lord wanted you to be at that time. So by all means, we said, she's got to go. Send her out. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 10, 24. If you don't have this underlined in your Bible, please do. It's a good verse to have. Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor. So it's a pretty clear verse, right? Let no one seek his own good, but always that to seek the benefit of your neighbor. So what I'm about to do is seek the benefit of you right now, the first announcement, okay? I'm not going to seek my own. I'm going to try to look out for you. Next Sunday will be the resurrection service. So you're going to have 6:30 a.m. for sunrise service. If you show up at 11, you'll probably be catching us here at the end. But 6:30 is sunrise service. Follow that by 7:30, a time of breakfast and a time of fellowship and encouragement and loving on one another and rejoicing in the Lord. And then 9 a.m. is our worship service. Correct? I looked in the bulletin. I'm just double checking. So, see, I was looking for your good. I wasn't seeking my own. I was looking out for your good. I didn't want you to show up at 11 for second service for some of you. Or I guess you could show up at 9 a.m., but it'll be the main service. So, the second one, I'm going to ask you to not seek your own good, but to seek that of your neighbor. If some of you might have noticed, we put some senior parking signs out here. So in this little section here, and then that section over there, we're trying to set that aside for some of our senior members that have more of a difficult time getting up to the door. And until the Lord brings us to that place where we have that new building with good paved roads or paved parking lot, the rocks sometimes can be difficult for them to walk on, especially with the walkers. So please try to be mindful that we try to practice this very verse. So if I can say this, if you are parked in that section, could you please move? we're trying to seek the good of some of our older brothers and sisters, trying to think of them more than ourselves. And then with this last announcement, on April 7th at 6:30, we will have a baptism service, which would normally be our praise night here at the church. We will be having a baptism service April 7th at 6:30 at Michler's Beach.
You better check that.
Sir.
They might be closed.
They might be closed. They won't be open yet.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I heard something about them closing.
Okay. Well, we will have to revisit this. So we may be looking for a new place. We will see. So with that being said, I know that's normally a praise night, but in reality, the praise night is really about remembering what Christ did for us upon the cross. So no different than a baptism service is we're remembering what Christ did for us on the cross and therefore declaring our desire to follow him through that baptism. So it's the same principle in the way of what we're saying and declaring. So I'll get back with you on the baptism. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we don't want to just seek our own good, Lord. We want to seek that which builds up and edifies the body. And so, Lord, thank you for your direction. Thank you for the example of your son, Jesus, that gave us this example, that he went to the cross, not thinking of himself, but thinking of us. And so, Lord, please just continue to do that work in our hearts as we just desire to seek you and to become more like you. In Jesus' name, amen.